بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه، فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The reality is, I'm feeling very ashamed to sit here, whereas we have amongst us the ustaz of many asatiza. Mu'adaya sahab, dhamma barakatuhu, Allah ta'ala, grant mu'ana afiyat, sihat, salamat. In reality, whatever we are saying is what we learn from them. We are still their students, we are still learning. We learn from our akabir, our asatiza, as long as we have an L on our back. As you have an L on the car, what it means an L? Learner driver. So myself, I'm still a learner driver. We're still learning to drive. Doesn't mean we're doing imamat, we know how to do imamat. We're still learning. Our door, we're still learning also. After Yusuf, the asad sahab, barakatuhum, darulum azad bal, when the moon is sighted for the month of Ramadan, then Hafiz Sahib says, Allah Ta'ala gives me superpowers in my legs. When he starts his Taraweeh, then he finishes the Seri time. What Quran? One Quran khatam. And then he told me, he says, Mawlana, don't think your Quran is perfected. Don't think your Quran is perfected, because Quran is perfect. It's the speech of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When it comes to you and me, we are defective. Quran is perfected and perfected. Quran is perfected and perfect, we are defect. How can something which is defective master something which is perfect? It's not possible. So we have to make dhura till our last breath. And you have to make our Quran so pakkah. You have to make our dhura so perfected that the dhura and the Quran has to last us till when? Till the qabr? No. Till we put our foot in Jannat. Then I can say, my Quran was perfect, alhamdulillah. I knew my door. So we thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we are sitting here in the gathering of Huffaz. At one time, we also were sitting there, doing sabak every day, and sabak door, and coming to madrasa, morning class, afternoon class. But Allah's fazal, our tartib of hifz, where I become a hafiz in Stanger, our tartib was very different. That time we were school going, and the hifz class that time was only 3 o'clock to 5:30, Monday to Friday. And my honorable ustaz, tamma barakatuhu, may Allah ta'ala give him sihat, afiyat, salamat, qabuliyat. My ustaz wasn't a hafiz al-Quran. But his passion for Quran Sharif, and his love for Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala blessed him, hundreds, maybe thousands did hifz by him. And amongst, we can say, the cherry on the top, or the royal student of his, qualified by him, was also our ustaz, Qari Yunus Desai Sahib, who was a ustaz of Tajweed and Kitab and Darul Ulum Azadwal. So we did hifz by his father, Mawlana Ismail Desai Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu. Not a hafiz al-Quran. Started teaching hifz in 1978, and still teaching Quran Sharif. In fact, when Qari Sahib finished his hifz by his honorable father, then before he went to Dabil to become an alim, so I asked him also, Qari Sahib, how many rounds of door you did before you went? So he says, why you want to know? I said, because I heard a certain figure of how many rounds of door you did before you went to become an alim. I just want to confirm it more or less. So he says, from what I can remember or count, I made about 120 khatams before I went to become an alim. 120 khatams of door. So Allah Ta'ala blesses the Quran like that. But for us to understand, my dear brothers, that right now we are sitting here in the gathering of Huffaz, the reality is those that are sitting here are not ordinary human beings. Allah Ta'ala has chosen us to be those that will carry Quran in our hearts. We have to understand our own value first of all. How come I am sitting here? There's so many boys out there. They may be good in soccer, in cricket, in paddle, in some sports, online gaming. But Allah Ta'ala made me sit over here. They might be more famous out there on the virtual world. They might have more likes and subscribes than me, more followers than me also. But I am sitting here. I'm not sitting behind the computer right now on my phone. How come I am sitting here? How come I reached over here? The special gathering that Allah Ta'ala has chosen me to be seated over here right now. How come Allah Ta'ala's nazar and glance and gaze fell upon me to choose my heart? I have to understand my own value. My value is not because of some cricket bat or some foot gear or some ball, or that I'm some professional or advanced player. My value is not because of that. You see, we go buy a car. When the father goes to buy a car, he wants something of quality. One is a Japanese brand, Chinese brand, Korean brand. He says, no, we want the German brand. You want the German brand, that's quality. Because the warranty is different also. Guarantee is different. The ride is different. The features are different. The aircon system is different. Suspension is different. The 0 to 100 is different. The thrill is different in it. So he chooses quality. And even if he can't afford it, but his eye is on it. His eye is on it, and soon I will get it. For us to understand, Allah's eye was on me. And Allah got me. And where he put me? In the hifz class. You go home one afternoon, father opens the garage and you see the GTI. Oh, he bought it. See the M2 is there. Hey, father got it. I was checking it all this time on the internet. And if I didn't see it, but when he started the car, I heard it. And I ran outside to see, what's that in the garage? I could hear that sound. That sound is something else. Allah Ta'ala gave me the sound. What's the sound? My Quran tilawat. Allah wants to hear it. So Allah's eyes was on me, that I have to be in this hifz class. On the Saturday morning, sitting in the masjid, where other boys are doing other things. But Allah Ta'ala chose my heart. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wahi revelation came upon his heart. His heart was the first one to receive the Quran Sharif. The words of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So right now, when I am sitting at home learning Quran Sharif, learning my sabak, what's happening right now? Do I understand what's happening? My parents have to understand what's happening. When I sit at home, open my Quran Sharif, and where should I learn my Quran? Very important. I know myself, if I was learning my sabak in my room, is it possible to learn alone in your room? Not possible, right? Because you see how the eyes will go, the hands will fidget, things will happen. Like how you find the Hafiz boy also, the normal madrasa boy. Where he makes the most amount of naughtiness and masti, where it starts? Who can tell me? 5 minutes of namaz. 5 minutes of namaz, that's where everything starts. Although namaz is okay, he's walking straight, putting his shoes on straight. But when namaz starts, then what happens? The body starts moving. Hits the guy next to him, punches the guy next to him. They're playing punball. Goes in sajda also, his leg will go on that guy. Then the bubble gum will come out, go into his mouth. All happens in namaz. The five minute namaz, you just can't stand still. That's when shaitan will come. So in namaz it starts. When the Quran tilawat starts, then he starts behind the Imam Sahib in his namaz. And when his sabak starts now, sitting in the bedroom, then he can't learn the sabak. The mind is going everywhere. That's why we have to sit in an open area where my father can see me, my mother can see me, the Quran Sharif is there, I'm learning my sabak. Then I can really learn my sabak. On my own, I can't learn it. But I have to understand at that time when I'm sitting to learn Quran Sharif, But before that, the most important thing before the Quran Sharif Tilawat, where you find most of the boys, they have the shortcoming. Is the istinja, wuzu, and ghusl. For the baligh boys, whether we are making ghusl correctly. I have to go to my ustaz and I have to tell him how I make my ghusl. Is it correct? Sometimes, maybe weeks, maybe sometimes months, my ghusl wasn't correct. So my Quran tilawat, I mean the condition of janabat, haven't made my ghusl correctly. I have to go to my ustaz. Please explain to me whether I'm, please check whether my ghusl is correct. Am I making it right? Whether water is reaching the inside of my ears, my navel, behind my knees, I'm standing in the shower. The sunnat way of taking a ghusl and a bath is to sit down. But I'm standing, whether the water is reaching behind my back, below my bottom, behind my knees, between my toes. Whether I'm taking water right into my nostrils, I'm gargling properly. I don't have Tippex on my fingers. I don't have glue on it. I've got to find out whether my ghusl is correct. My istinja, I'm going to the toilet. Whether I'm washing there correctly. Ask the ustaz, I'm making istinja, but I never heard of istibra. Istibra also is wajib. I have to ask my ustaz, I'm going to the toilet like this, I'm washing, whether it's right. It's the correct way to wash, how to wash myself. I'm going high pan, low pan. Sometimes the splashes, when I'm doing number two, then the splashes is coming back on me. Now I don't worry about it. I don't know whether my istinja is correct, my toilet is correct. And very important, when I'm going to the toilet also, whether I got my head covered, reading my dua before that, because shaitan is breathing, his breathing ground, his playground is the toilet. If I don't read my duas when I go in there, then he's going to attack me. You see, we have two shields. We have two shields against shaitan. One is the clothing we wear. We wear clothing so he can't attack us. That's why we have to read our du'as. And when I take out my clothing also, and I don't read my du'a when I'm taking out my clothing, the shaitan can see me. Then he attacks me. Attacks the heart. Attacks my mind. Then I forget one ayat. So if you read our du'a before we remove our clothing, what's the dua to read before removing clothing? Who can tell me? The sunnah dua for removing clothing. Dua for putting on clothing we learnt. For removing clothing, Bismillah. We take the name of it. Only Bismillah. Once you read Bismillah, Allah Ta'ala puts a barrier between you and shaitan. Now he can't attack you. Especially for our mothers and our sisters. They're even more sensitive. When they go to the bathroom, to the toilet, removing clothing, we have to read our du'as before entering the toilet. And the complete du'a, there's a beautiful kitab, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the beloved sunnat of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This kitab we must read at home with our families, one sunnat per week. The du'a before entering the toilet, the complete du'a, Bismillahi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. If I don't read the du'a, enter with the wrong leg, enter with the right leg, now shaitan is waiting. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَلْعَبُوا بِمَقْعَدِ بَنِي آدَمٍ. Shaitan plays with your posterior, your bottom. Then he creates whisperings in your ears. That's why namaz time I can't pay attention. He's whispering in my ears. When I'm learning sabak also, I can't pay attention. I just can't sit. Then father says, mother says, he just can't. He's got an attention problem. Now we've got to take him to the doctor, take him for some treatment. He's ADHD. He's superactive, hyperactive. He must read his du'as. Yes, maybe he has a problem, but he has to read his du'as first. He can't sit still. Reading Quran, he can't sit still. But give him the cell phone, then what do you think? He can sit still. For how long? With the PlayStation controller in his hand, Xbox, he can sit still. How long? Half an hour? 3 hours? He won't see the time also. Then he can sit still. But put the Quran in his hand, it's too heavy. But take out the Quran on the weekend, it's too heavy to carry it. But I'll go to the gym. There I'm pushing 50 kilos now. And Quran is how many kilos? It's too heavy to carry. Too heavy. Why? Because my istinja is not right. My toilet is not right. My ghusl, wuzu is not right. I'm not using miswak. Miswak, now they're selling miswak on Amazon also. What they call it, the floral stick. Very beneficial. What's the price? Hundreds of rands. People will think something very special this is. But you can buy 10 rand, 5 rand, 20 rand, one miswak. What do you say? Too expensive. But the rechargeable toothbrush, 500 rand. Very good. That will buy it. Miswak should be next to your bed. One in your pocket, one in the bathroom, one in the wuzu khana. All the time miswak. Sharpens the memory and sharpens your eyesight. Who told us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to use the miswak for a student of deen, for a hamilul Qur'an, hafizul Qur'an. Miswak is the most important thing. Before he starts his Qur'an tilawat, miswak again. Yes, not in class now. In class you can't clean your teeth from everybody. Then at home you can clean your teeth. Some people might get offended also. Now you're cleaning your teeth in front of the Qur'an, in front of everybody. So we've got to check our ghusl, check our wuzu, how you're making wuzu correctly. I got to go to my ustaz. I'm not sure whether my wuzu is correct. Please check my wuzu for me. Please check my wuzu for me. We got on musalli in our masjid. Started coming, first time I saw him. So when the lights used to go off in the night, after Isha namaz, then he'll go quietly in the wuzu khana. We've got some plants over there. Then he water the plants, he closed the taps. Clean shaven brother, wearing cargo pants and t-shirt. So one day I met him, I made salam with him. So he said, Walaikum salam, but he didn't want to talk. So I said, I see you every day. MashaAllah, closing the taps and watering this thing, the plants. He said, oh, you're checking me. I said, yeah, I saw you. So I said, what's your name? So he gave me his name. But he was a bit shy. Then he started speaking. He said, I have an eye condition. I'm losing my eyesight. I'm losing my eyesight. So I came here for namaz one day and I fell in love with the masjid. And I started reading my Quran Sharif after 35 years. After 35 years, I opened Quran Sharif again. And now I want to cover up before I lose my eyes. So I became friends with him. So he told me that now every day I listen to the Quran on my earphones and I follow and I make one khatam every month. One khatam every month, but more than that, he told me, he will send me a message. He says, try after Isha, you're available. I said, I'm available. He said, I just want to talk to you. So every now and then he'll catch me. But he says, I'll talk to you when the lights are off, nobody's around. I said, okay, no problem. So one day he caught me. He said, come to me to the wuzu khana. So I went to the wuzu khana. He said, just show me how to make wuzu properly. So I asked him, you don't know how to make wuzu. He said, I know. But you see, I'm very, very fussy about things. I like things 100%. My house, my cell phone, my car. So I want to get my wuzu 100% also. So just show me how to make wuzu. So I taught him how to make wuzu. And he checked, and he checked, and he checked. Then he sent me a WhatsApp message every now and then. I'm not sure what he told me about the gargling, because you've got to put water in the mouth. Then you have to gargle also. The sound must come out. Then to use the miswak, how to use it, which side I must start, how to hold the miswak. All that he's asking me. Then he told me about cleaning the nose also. There's two sunnats. One is to throw water in the nose, and one is to blow the nose also. He said, I was only putting water. I wasn't blowing the nose. Now I'm blowing my nose also. So one thing he would ask me. Then finish the wuzu, then he says, start my namaz now. And then I taught him, namaz, Allah Ta'ala give me the opportunity. And his namaz to be perfect, to the best of his ability. Perfects his namaz. And then he sent me a picture of his tashahud, how he's making tashahud. He said, just check my tashahud is correct. I can't wait to see you tonight. So I got Zuhar namaz to read. I got Asar namaz to read. I just want to get it right. So you could have the desire also, because one day, after I become a Hafiz al-Quran, I'm going to become the Imam also, inshallah. I'm going to make Tarawih. So I have to get my wuzu right, ghusl right, my taharat right, miswak, du'as before the toilet entering, after I leave, when I'm changing up, to read all these du'as just to preserve my Quran Sharif. Now to come back to the point, when I sat down, finally to learn my Quran Sharif, I'm learning my sabak now. Now how to learn sabak, we ask our satiza. Usually in the hips class, Allah's fazal, we got a hips class, full-time hips class also. So there I ask the boys. The boy that's very bright, so I call him, I ask him, how, what time you learn your sabak? So I start 7 o'clock, then I have supper, then I go for Isha, then I come back, then I learn for another 1 hour. So how you learn your sabak? Because every morning your sabak is very pakku. You know your sabak. What tartib you using? What style you using? So he said, I repeat it so many times. Then I bahat it, then I do the next ayat. So that tartib I work for 2-3 boys. Then I call a weaker boy. How you learn your sabak? No, I just read the whole ayat 10 times. Then I just try to learn it like that. That's why you don't know your sabak. So there's one tribe called the Shanaqida tribe. The Shanaqida tribe is from Mauritania. So they are very famous for their good memories. They bahat all the kitabs. So when they were asked that how many times you repeat the sabak or that page of the kitab, how many times you repeat it to remember it for life? So they say you have the temporary memory. The temporary memory is in front here. And the permanent memory is at the back here. So when we learn sabak, most of us, we learn sabak enough to put it where? The temporary memory. Once I give my sabak in the morning, then I say, hey, I made it through. The way the sabak is gone, farra ya firru. You know what farra ya firru? Ferrari is gone. Because sabak there was a time, now I have to learn it double hard. But you just learned the sabak. How you forgot it now? 2 days time. It showed the sabak wasn't solid. When it comes door time, oh, now I can't remember this para now. What happened over here? Because the sabak wasn't solid. So when they were asked how many times you repeat the sabak or anything you want to memorize for life, they said 5,000 times. How many times? 5,000 times. So what it means, you are here in the hifzas for life. By the time you do 5,000 times, you might have grandchildren by them. So they said, no, 500 times. It'll do the job. Finally, they said 50 times. Minimum 50 times to transfer from the temporary memory into the permanent memory. Now I know it. Minimum 50 times. If I don't do it with sabak, then I'll have to do it door time. Make rounds of door, rounds of door, till I got a picture. Till I got a picture of the page, right-hand page, third line, I'm reading here, I'm reading here, I'm reading here. Otherwise, the ustaz will mark that mistake. Tomorrow he'll come, repeat the same mistake. Carry on the same mistake, same mistake, same mistake. Is that coming out? Because that's why ulama say that the first time we learn the sabak is the most important time. It's the most important time. If we get it wrong the first time, now to rewire the brain is very difficult. Very difficult to rewire it. That's why we have to do it the first time correctly. My ustaz used to tell us, he says, when Allah Ta'ala wants to give you Quran the first time, it's a ni'mat and bounty from Allah. Allah is giving it free. Who wants to take it? Take it. Take the Quran Sharif. But if I didn't learn it properly, and I didn't appreciate it, I showed disrespect, and I forgot it. The first time Allah Ta'ala gave it, free. It was a ni'mat and a bounty. To get it the second time, it won't be a ni'mat, a bounty anymore. Now you should cry for the rahmat of Allah, for the mercy of Allah. Allah, give it back to me. That is why you're in the hips class right now. I need you to understand one thing. When you're sitting down at home in the night to learn your sabak Quran Sharif, that is the most important time right now of your life. Because I'm learning the sabak for how long? Till I put my foot in Jannat. I have to remember it till then. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was sent to the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of the people. And Allah ta'ala chose Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar bin Khattab, Uthman, Ali, Sa'ad, Talha, Abu Ubaidah. Allah ta'ala looked at the hearts of the people. And he said, Abu Bakr, right. Umar, you're part of the Sahaba. Uthman, Ali, Sa'ad, Talha. All became, what they became? companions, sahaba of who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every period of time, Allah will look at the hearts of the children of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will look at every home. I want this boy. I want that one. I want that one. I want that. I want that heart. Who chose us? Allah. Allah chose us to be here, to become the companions of the Quran Sharif. I didn't come here on my own. Allah chose me. So when I'm sitting in the morning, in the night learning Quran Sharif, so you'll find when the boy comes to give sabak in the morning by the ustaz, happens to all of us, he's reading his sabak. He started and he's moving. He's reading from Anzuhziha anin nari wa. When he gets stuck, what he does? Where he looks? When a boy gets stuck in his sabak, where he looks? Looks like that, isn't it? Where he's looking at? He's waiting for Jibreel to come. Jibreel is going to come now. Tell him, wait, wait, he's coming, he's coming. Where is he coming from? He learned sabak last night, isn't it? He learned the sabak last night. He sat at home. His taharat was right. He sat, he learned his sabak. The night before that, he didn't know this work. He didn't know this ayat. Last night, he sat at home. Parents have to understand, and you have to understand, I have to understand. Allah Ta'ala chose my heart. I sat down last night with respect, kissed my Quran Sharif, put my ether, used my miswak, read my auzu bismillah. Very important. Many boys, Hafiz boys, I find when they come and they start their sabak in the Quran, auzu billahi minashaitan rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. No, a'uzu bismillah properly. A'uzu bismillah is very important. To read a'uzu bismillah is very important to read it properly. A'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. What does it mean? My honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib the Barakatuh says, when the boy is a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, he's saying to Allah, Ya Allah, keep shaitan far from me right now. Reading Quran Sharif. And when he's reading by the ustaz, Ar-Rahman allam al-Quran. Rahman taught the Quran. So when he says, A'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, he's telling the ustaz, don't become like one. I'm cursing shaitan right now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ustaz, teach me with the quality of Rahman and Rahim. So we read A'uzu and Bismillah. We read it properly. Now understand when I start learning the sabak, what's happening right now? Allah Ta'ala chose my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his pen of wahi is writing the ayat on my heart right now. Allah is inscribing the one ayat on my heart. So where my heart must be? In my cell phone? No. It has to be here right now. Allah is writing right now. So give full attention. But that's why I have to be so careful with learning my Quran Sharif. So when I come the next day and I give sabak, and I'm reading my Quran Sharif, Moni Mazhar Sahib says, you put the Hafiz boy in a scan, MRI scan. They scan his whole body. They scan his heart, they scan his brain, they scan his body. And they take out the whole scan. Will you find any ayats over there? Nothing in the body, isn't it? So where he's storing it? Where's your Quran stored? It's amazing, isn't it? Where's your Quran stored right now? Your 4 paras, your 10 paras, 20 paras. Any USB drive, the hard drive, you can just load it down. No. Allah's Qudrat. So when you're learning sabak is the most important time. And I'm learning sabak with muhabbat, love, cleanliness of heart and mind. So when I come in the morning and when I'm trying to recall the ayat, Allah will put it in my heart. So the respect for Quran is very important. And du'as of your ustaz. Du'as of your ustaz, how my ustaz is, I want to become like him. I want to become like my ustaz. And very important, ask ustaz for du'as and parents. My parents and my ustaz, please make du'a for me. Please make du'a for me. My ustaz will tell us, he will tell us, take my du'as, you'll go far in life. Take my du'as, you'll go far in life. Allah's fazl, those that took du'as were very far in life. So Allah Ta'ala accept you all, inshallah. And make you all realize Allah Ta'ala has chosen us for Quran Sharif. And the last point, who is the Hafiz al-Quran? Hafiz al-Quran is not the one that only bahated Quran. Hafiz al-Quran is the one that regards was haram to be haram, was halal to be halal. He's preserved the text, the words of Quran, and he's preserved the commands of Quran. He is a hafizul Quran. We all will try, inshallah. So check, I tell you a few things now. Check our ghusl, check our istinja, our toilet, and check our wuzu, namaz, and how I'm learning my sabak. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.